I had a good couple of back-to-backs with Logan and The Greatest Showman. The way they both sort of succeeded, sort of against all odds and all that sort of thing, particularly Showman, I remember thinking, not that I've made it, but I remember thinking, you can't take that away from me.
That was Hugh Jackman, and welcome to Not an Overnight Success. My name is Gus Warland. I'm a radio host and founder of the Mental Fitness Foundation, Gotcha for Life. I've met a lot of successful people in my time, and there tends to be a few things they have in common, mostly being that their success took a lot of hard work, persistence, dedication, and notably, it didn't come overnight.
I get obsessed with things, but I was so obsessed with it that I would leave home at 4 o'clock in the morning to work on it and get home at 11 o'clock at night. And I wouldn't eat, but I'd just fall into bed. Some nights I'd stay there and sleep on the floor. I'd sleep on the floor of the office.
Mark Burris. Lane Beachley.
It's the decisions, not the conditions, that determine the quality of your life. And I was waiting for all the conditions to be in alignment before I decided that I was going to be good enough or smart enough or talented enough.
In this podcast series, we chat with some very successful people in the world of business, entertainment and sport about their life journey and what led them to being the person they are today. Gavin Rubenstein.
I'm extremely productive with my time. You know, time is my most important commodity. And so, you know, if I've got to pay a barber $100 extra to come to my house at 7 a.m. so, you know, I can have a shower at home, I don't have to park, then go home, shower, put my suit back on, and I add up all the time that takes over the course of the year, I would much rather be spending that time doing business.
From Shaw and Partners Financial Services, it's not an overnight success.